Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, here we go.
I'm glad you're healthy.
I'm glad I'm healthy too, and I'm glad to be back in the duck call room. Look, how did Kay treat y'all? We brought in a stand in. Is she ain't gonna take my job, is she?
She might.
She might.
She was funny.
Was she?
She was kind of fiery, Miss Kay.
Oh, she done got. Look, she had.
Yeah, she was in a sassy mood.
Y'all gave her an hour to air all grievances without any rebuttal.
Well, she pulled on a pair of boots. She pulled on a pair of boots and jumped all over me.
She sure did. She jumped all over Phil, too.
And that's just the way it is. I just had to sit there and take it.
Well, did you deserve it?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Yeah, more than likely, yeah.
Since
they didn't have many dates without me.
Well, look, I'm glad to be back in here because your boy had the stomach virus and man, that's a good way to kickstart a diet if you want to. But other than that, that's about the only positive thing I can say about that thing. Oh, good no. grief.
Ugh. I was up all night long. I had something that I think you gave
to we 20 feet apart, and I gave
you a
stomach virus.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, you know, that's what they told me. I said, where's Martin? And they said, he's out sick. And then I said, well, what? Him and his woman's got diarrhea. And I said, that's what I thought.
Sorry, Brittany.
Well, no, see,
that's
funny.
What I've had.
Brittany was out with a sinus infection, and I had the stomach bug, the flu mess. And we were in the same house, and we had two totally different things. There for about 48 hours.
Well,
our house,
y'all both weird anyway, so hey, that's about API.
Our house was no fun to be around, I'm here to tell you. Gosh.
Si, you had it coming out both ends, didn't you?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, I see.
Hey, I mean, look, I'm talking about all night long. I'd get a little twinge, and I said, no, that ain't what I thought. I better, yeah.
A little twinge.
I'll be sitting at least this far away for the duration.
Oh, no, hey, it was rough.
Hey, you know what they say? They say don't trust a fart past 40.
Well, I can tell you, I just got where I know the difference. That little twin said, "Now you better get to the commode."
Look, I can tell you right now, that statement was true at about 27 for me. I mean,
but that wasn't the bad part.
What?
Okay, the bad part was I was up and down all night long. I mean, I probably got 5 minutes of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got up and told me, "Okay, let me get ready for the day, brush my teeth." Well, hey, I ain't hit that electric toothbrush about twice, and it just, you know, I'd ate at Stone's the night before, and all I could see was just a green slime full the darn, you know, the sink in the bathroom.
I don't know why.
You know, and I said, yeah. I said, Stone, I ate them beans, French beans you cooked up the other day. I said, something wrong with them. He said, no, it wasn't wrong. Nothing was wrong with the food at the house. Ain't nobody. He said, you got sick. You need to go see the doctor.
Yeah. I don't know who brought it in here, but I think somebody brought it to both of us.
Well, hey, yeah. I got it. I know that.
Do you still have it? Cause...
No, he's good.
I called the doctor. I got Miss Christine to call the doctor. And here was the question. Tell me, hey, is there a stomach virus going around? And the nurse on the other end said, oh, there's always a virus going around this country. You know? And we said, okay.
Yeah.
So, and they said, "Well, what do you need to do about it?" You know, because my wife was telling her and said, "Hey, look, he don't have diarrhea.
Alternate Advil and Tylenol every 4 hours."
The woman said, "Well, you need to get him some of this." So we drove up to the stupid.
You put a plug in your
pharmacy. Oh, and hey, I bought me a dozen bananas, and then they gave me a bunch of pills.
Really?
So I take a couple of pills, eat two or three bananas.
I didn't take squat.
Bananas?
All I took was Advil and Tylenol.
Well, it stopped it.
And some
Omega
XL.
Whatever they gave, it stopped it.
So that's all I took.
Have you been to the bathroom since you took those pills?
No, I haven't.
No.
That might be the next problem.
Yeah.
It's like a hibernating bear just getting ready.
That's right.
He's getting ready.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had my first one since a debacle yesterday. So you on the right schedule because you got it a day after me. Wow. So.
This is a road I don't think.
Well, look, I ain't worried about it.
Look, this is open and honest dialogue here. Look, everybody listening knows what we went through.
Everybody has been through this.
So, hey, I know what to fight it with now.
I will say this was the first time in 10 years that I have run a fever, period. And it was misery.
Oh, that 24
hours of the fever, I don't either. Yeah, but that 24 hours of that fever was pure misery. It's May in Louisiana, and I'm in my house with a hoodie, a beanie,
a blanket, and a dog,
and my 50-pound lab in my lap, and I'm still cold.
That's right.
And I was like,
and he's got the dog covered up too.
I got about an hour's worth of sleep max that first night. I was like, you have got to be kidding me, man. But anyway, we're back here in the Duck Call Room. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Look, if you're new to the channel, it's youtube.com/duckcallroom, all one word. That's the only place you'll find us now. And if you're listening on the apps, be sure you leave us a nice little rating and review. That way your friends can find us. We're glad to have you. And I suppose pretty soon we'll be announcing the winner of the Zoom call. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Somebody's got to win it.
I'm just glad. See, thanks to y'all, y'all cut those announcements down from like 2.5 minutes to 30 seconds. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But anyway, Si, you've been fishing, huh?
You didn't
get too sick to go fishing?
There's blood on his pants right now.
Oh, no, no.
There's slime on his shirt.
I'm sitting beside an unclean man who's been pooping up a storm. I'm very nervous.
I'm not unclean.
There's blood on your
pants.
Well,
hey, these pants are that was done yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, it's done dry.
So, and they was clean. Okay. I don't hear that unclean.
So we got out there. We started fishing about 1, and we fished pretty hard for about 5 hours, I'd say.
And it was, we had a little jig that Jeff Smith makes, okay, for brim.
Panfish
magnet. And then we put a piece of meat on it. We put a big red worm on it, and it was ever cast. It sit there and just.
We got on some of that bull bream and chicken pen, some of that red ear action.
I actually caught a big old it's just a sun perch, about as big as my hand.
Oh yeah, one of those pretty.
And he's the one that fed me.
Blue and red.
And he stuck me, I'm talking about. But he was pretty.
Oh, the pumpkin seed.
Oh, yeah. That color code on a tiny torpedo, they'll eat you alive.
Anyway, Johnny D, he got finned by a fish yesterday. All that blood.
Is that your blood?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was bleeding like a stuck pig.
Where'd he clip you?
Huh? Right there.
He didn't leave.
Oh yeah, he's got a cut.
Oh, I got a. I mean, he buried it.
He didn't leave the fin in there, did he?
No.
Ooh, no, that's the worst.
He stuck me. I've had to do that for. And then he bleeding. I said, "Oh wait a minute. Uh oh, that's got something left in it." Hand me them needle nose pliers there. I need a little operation here, boys.
Yeah, I remember the first time I found a fin in my finger. About 2 days later, I was like, I couldn't even touch nothing. I said, good Lord, what is wrong with that thing? And then the pus started oozing out of it. And then I finally said, oh, there's a foreign object in there.
Oh,
and I pulled it out, and it was the end of that fish's fin. I guess he won, kind of. I mean, I won, too. But, you know,
I'm trying to think. When he
got you.
I think it was Phil. He stepped on somebody cleaned some fish and threw it out, and Phil stepped on that main fin on the channel catfish.
Mm.
Right through the bottom of his foot.
Oh, there ain't nothing better than fish fin in your foot.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was bad business, boys.
And that right there is why Phil has dodged the Rona.
Oh, he's got that. Yo, Phil's the only man I know that can walk up a muddy, slick hill barefoot.
That's because
not slip.
He got them knobs.
He's got them mud grips, son. I'm serious. He ain't got toes.
Johnny D laughing. You ever seen his
feet?
Oh,
no. You ain't
never seen Phil's feet.
He's got the ugliest feet.
I mean, his big toe goes at like a 45 in. That way you can grip.
He's got a claw coming out the side of his foot.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing. Some would argue that it's a six.
He got
toe.
That from mama's sister. Irene. So Phil could probably pinch the blood out of too with his toes because they're all crooked looking. Oh, he's got the worst looking feet I've ever seen.
So the ain't that pinched with everybody with her toes, she had the same thing.
Oh, yeah. That's her like her feet.
Okay.
And hey, she loved to pinch people.
So it's all coming together.
You'd slide under her table to eat a meal, and the next thing you hear is scream. She done reached down there with them toes and cut somebody. And then you'd hear cackling like a hen that just laid an egg.
So I think this is a good opportunity to discuss what's the word I'm looking for?
Too close to kin folks?
The gene pool? No, not really. But the fact that Cy is wearing the same uniform he was wearing
hygiene.
Yesterday.
We talking about Robertson.
Personal hygiene. Hey. Yeah, sometimes my mind doesn't.
Yeah. Well, look.
Y'all never wore the same pants for two days.
I like where we're headed with this. But
I don't.
But let's take a break, and we'll dive in to the Robertson family.
Just go ahead, jump on me, boys.
Oh, we fixed to jump on it.
I'm going to stay way away. We'll be back right after this.
I didn't even bring my knife.
So the Robertson family hygiene is a topic for discussion.
It may be suspect.
You can call it suspect. I would prefer to call it lacking. I'll tell you.
I know during duck season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's lacking, man.
No, forget duck season. The first time I met Phil Robertson, I end up down there at that house, and he said, "Come on, go with me." Famous words. Come on, go with me. You don't need
Whenever
no boots.
Whenever he says that, don't go.
Well, I went. And I got on a four-wheeler behind him. And the whole time, I'm like, man, what is that smell? Like, it's rank.
You were on the four-wheeler behind him.
Yeah. So I'm downwind the whole time, and I'm like,
You weren't even in the same four-wheeler.
No. No, I was with him. I was riding, like, side saddle on the back of the four-wheeler. Okay. But that's back before UTVs were a thing. We were still on them Hondas. Yeah. But I'm just like, man, it can't be Phil. Like, he's a duck commander. Like, he's kind of a big deal, you know? And I'm like, surely he don't smell like you. And the further we go, I'm like, oh, but that's rough.
It's getting stronger.
And then we get off, and he's like, follow me through here. And I'm like, hold on now. I thought you said we didn't need boots. So I'm in my tennis shoes. Well, there we go, tromping through the mud.
They're ruined.
And I'm like, the more I walk, I realize that smell ain't going nowhere. And I said, that is Phil.
So it is with
that
us.
That is Phil.
Yeah, this is with us, boys.
Because, you know, the first thing, man, I'm a big boy, so I'm like, I make sure it ain't me. And I'm like, no, that ain't me. And then I finally had to say something. He said, oh, yeah, it's been about 2-3 days. He said, I shower once a week, whether I need it or not. I said,
whether he needs it or not.
This was July in the swamp,
in the
woods down there. We was going to look. He wanted me to tell him what kind of plant this thing was. And I was like, my goodness gracious, this boy, white T-shirt, camo pants, and slip-on shoes going through knee-deep muck and mud. All he does is drops his britches at the door. He said, oh, Miss Kay will get them. And then he goes and changes and puts another pair of britches on. He wasn't gone long enough to shower. And we've been in just a mile of funk. And I'm like, well, you know, I guess this is just who this man is. It'll keep people away.
Well,
that's for sure.
Hey, his nose
doesn't work.
Oh, no, it's been gone, okay?
Yeah.
His sensors for the smell, they've been gone. Because he's the only man I know of that whatever he's around don't even bother him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because here's what you do. You send a bunch of perch, and there's always a bunch of what we call pot gut shiners in there, minnows. Mm-hmm. Well, we had an uncle tell us, hey, that's the best bait, and put it in cotton balls and let it ferment.
And that cotton was still on.
Hey, look, he baited the whole trot line.
Ugh.
I'm on the back of the boat just losing everything I've ever ate.
I can't handle it.
He don't smell nothing.
I'm telling you, he don't smell nothing.
And I'm one of them, like, if that smell goes through my nose and gets to the back of that throat where you can taste it, I'm out.
He's gone.
I can't even think about these things without gas.
But, you know, the fact that Phil can't smell anything doesn't have anything to do
We're taking a shower.
With having good personal hygiene.
You shouldn't just bathe when you smell yourself. You should bathe once 24
well,
hours.
Well, hey, you got to understand.
Just because.
At least.
Hey, you got to understand. This is a man, okay, that's fished for a living for 25 years.
Okay.
Okay. And when you fish for a living and run hoop nets and tremble, okay, and you got to take rotten fish out, turtles rotten, you know, you're going to stink.
I'm not asking him to shower first thing in the morning.
No, I'm just saying.
This shower
he's got a
get
reason.
Done.
There, though, the reason is he doesn't have good personal hygiene.
That is.
Now, there's three other commercial fishermen on that river in the area that I know of, and if you went to their house and asked them how often do they take a shower,
they're probably every day.
They're going to say every day.
Okay.
But here's the deal. It must be hereditary because you coming in here wearing the same thing you wore yesterday.
It's 2 days. And, hey, these clothes do not stink, and neither do I. I don't hear that
I don't smell him.
I know what we did yesterday.
I use deodorant,
That's
daily.
Fine.
But I don't smell it.
Run them things through a rinse cycle.
I'm staying out of this conversation.
Are you wearing the same underwear?
No.
Okay. At least we got a step there. Hey, that's good.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I guess no.
My hygiene is very good. Okay.
He'd go fish with me. He'd wear those blue jeans. You know, he kept getting hot in them blue jeans. So I told Anna, I said, go to Academy, get him a pair of fishing pants. Some of them lightweight. Mm-hmm. You know, that are nice.
I have those
cool
same pants that you're wearing. Mine are
well, these are
really nice.
I will gift on that. They're comfortable and yeah. But hey, it wouldn't have made no difference. I could have been naked and would be burning up.
Them Magellan stretchy
britches. Oh, they are real good.
Magellan stretchy britches.
I wear those stretchy britches for everything. I work out in them. I go fishing in them. I go to work in them. My daughter calls them my all-purpose britches.
Yeah, I'd like this to be a PSA britches, to any clothing manifacturers listening. If your britches don't stretch in 2021, change something.
We need a stretchy britch.
All britches need to stretch.
Yeah, even for flat bellies.
Yeah, they would enjoy them.
Man, they're comfortable.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I get Anna to get Si a pair of those fishing breeches, and he wears them the next day. He said, boy, these things are comfortable. It's like, what'd you say, Si? It's like wearing nothing at all.
Hey, not
so
getting clothes on.
The next day, I say,
hey, that's in my wheelhouse, boy.
Well, the third day, he still got them on. The fourth day, I see him again. Guess what?
Same hey, business. I've got about three pairs of these things.
You do now. You do now.
Not at the time.
But at the time, he had one pair, one gray pair. He wore them for 5 days straight. I told Ed, I said, get Si another pair of britches.
Oh.
So he could at least alternate them.
I love it.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's the thing I noticed about him and Phil is they just don't care. You know, once you get to a certain age.
This is right at home.
Yeah. Well, that happened about 12 years ago. This isn't right at home. This isn't a new development.
Because this has been my life for 73 years. Everybody jumping on me.
I'll never forget.
Oh, we jumping on you.
I'm not jumping on you because I'm afraid Willie's about to walk through the door and just jump on me, so I'm staying out of the personal hygiene.
Your hygiene is fine. You got an odor. I mean, that happens.
Okay. Yeah. See, I shouldn't have said anything.
But I'm
Stone,
just saying,
you were telling a story.
Some people smell different when they sweat. That's fine. It ain't nothing you can do about it. That's biology, man.
I sweat a lot.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Other than shire, once you get you can't get sweaty and go get in a bed. Like that's terrible. But like, you know, if you sweat and you stink, that's part of it. And you go take a shower and you call it good.
But my favorite episode with the personal hygiene was when you were with us.
Uh-oh.
You were hunting in the duck blind right next to Phil. You know where I'm going with this?
Oh, I know. Yeah. This one's bad.
Well, Phil, you know, he takes a leak out the side of the blind. He don't get out of the blind. He just...
And out of the side is acting like he actually turns away. No, he just steps... He steps right up front.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, you know, whatever.
Jordan had that GoPro filming the blind on the corner of the blind, and he just turned right into the GoPro.
Yeah. So he's just using the bathroom on camera.
Little edit job had to be done there, boys.
Oh, yeah.
He looked out there. He said, hey, y'all may want to delete that clip.
Yeah.
Once he saw it, he just taking a leak right in front of it. I mean, like red light flashing, like illuminating him. Like,
I'm like, Phil's over there doing his thing, you know, prostate issues, and Martin's like, dang. Yeah, he said, boy, if that's what I got to look forward to when I'm 70, he said, I hope I'm gone before then. He said, yo, urine smells terrible. And Phil said, that ain't my urine, that's me.
That's a true story. That, my friend, is a true story. That is a true story.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was a mix of him and very stout urine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was like, it was akin to peeling that lid off of a bottle of dominant buck urine.
Yeah. Hold on.
I was like,
all right, when you kill a big buck in a rut.
Yeah.
And when you walk up, you go,
to be fair, Phil is a dominant buck.
Yeah, Phil. He's been peeing on them hocks and rubbing them together, you know? I mean, I was like, oh. But I was right next door to him, and I was like,
oh, man.
Man, that's terrible. I mean, just.
Oh, that was bad.
You know, and then you got the human bilge pump over here. Oh, so yeah.
It's like, you know, you got a stream, then it shuts off.
Yeah,
then stream, shut off.
But he'll give it a ho and get compression, you know. Yeah. Ho, boys, and then we're back again. Oh, I love hunting with you, boy. The stuff—that's the stuff that happens in a duck blind that we generally don't let out, but it is funny.
I got a good one when we come back.
Oh well, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this. Make sure we'll let the bilge pump go empty.
Yeah. Oh boy.
This is duck season about, I guess, 15 years ago or so. I'm sleeping in the cold room, is what we call it, at Phil and Kay's. And we had used to, back in the day, everybody show up at Phil's house before we went duck hunting. We'd drink coffee, try to figure out what we were going to do.
Before Kay kicked us out.
Yeah, before Miss Kay got tired of that. She said, y'all going to have to change your routine.
Come in and wake her up at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Jace goes there and blows a duck call. Yeah, I left my duck calls. Yeah, he blows the duck call, wakes her up. She leaves a note.
We got evicted.
So, anyways, I was laying in that bed, and I was just waking up, and I heard that door slam, and I heard somebody go, oh, good grief. And I'm waking up, and I heard that commode lid. Uh-oh. And I heard somebody sit down and go, whoa, ha, 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 goodness, boys, okay. And then it was, hurry, hurry. And then you heard, bloop, bloop. And I'm just waking up. I'm still asleep. And then I hear him go, okay, boys, I think we're done. Oh, here comes another one, boys. I mean, he was talking to the boys. While he was having a bowel movement.
Yeah.
I know people are listening and thinking, oh, these boys talking about potty humor and all. Y'all just chill out for a little bit. Yeah.
But when a man commentates on his, like, gives you a play-by-play, whether he's awake, asleep, or using the restroom. It doesn't matter.
But I sat there and lay in that bed, and I laughed.
I know.
I laughed for 10 minutes. It was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Then when I came out, I told the story. Once we got the duck blind, you know, everybody laughed. They're like, okay, well, that's a heck of a way to wake up.
Uh-huh. That's a good alarm clock there.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Whoa, hey.
Oh, good grief. Okay, boys.
Because I don't know how many times we've got back to the boathouse. I say, here, hold my teacup. And then he said, oh, goodness. That's my favorite. Golly.
He drinks a lot of tea, man.
No, hey, look, well,
when you drink about 2 gallons out a day, you're going to make a frequent pit stop.
Yeah, it makes me
I'm like one of them fine race cars.
Look, and I ain't making fun of
making
him.
About
I'm
10
just,
laps, we got to pull in, boys.
I ain't making fun of him. I'm just trying to let everybody know on the deal that is side and why it's so funny.
That's bell hop, boys.
Hey, look, I love it.
He's hitting the bell.
I don't know what I'd do if he went to the restroom quietly.
Oh. Well, you know.
My life wouldn't be near as fun. I would not laugh near as much, I can assure you that.
I can't pull it together today.
Laughter is good for the soul.
It is.
For you. I got to give it for you, Si. So I'm cooking the other day. I got some butter sizzling, and I walked away from it, forgot about it, and that butter started turning dark brown.
Oh, you making a roux here.
And I said, "Dadgum, I done burnt the butter." And Bullfrog was in there, and she said, "He done burnt the butter, boys."
Oh, we got another echo.
I got tickled. Sorry. I said, "You've been hanging around Uncle Si way too much."
We got another echo.
Butter, boy. Yeah, we was watching something, and somebody was up there playing a guitar or something. BK says, "He ain't much."
But
I don't know that this world's ready for a female side.
No.
Oh, no, no. Look, I come in and yesterday evening when we got two fish to come in, BK's in there on the chair sitting down. She was in Tennessee for something, and Stone said, "Hey, you need to go in there and tell us about, you know, get on there about, you know, hey, where was you at? We tore these tinky pins and big old bull bring them up." You know, so I went in there, and as soon as I walked in, I said, "BK, what's the problem here?" She said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Where was you at?" I said, "Hey, we done caught about 115 big old tinky pink brim." "Yeah, you were supposed to be there, girl." And she started smiling because she knew what I was up to.
She knew you were trying to.
Oh yeah.
Poke the bear.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because she laughed because she strapped me the other day when we went bass fishing. Yeah. I said, "BK, hey, you need to slow down." You know, I said, "Hey. You know, 6-1 ain't right."
That's all right, though. You won in the end. She had to clean your fish this
That's
morning.
Right. Well, hey. So, me and Bullfrog.
She's good, I'm telling you.
Si, we cleaned fish for 3.5 hours.
Oh, we had a cooler full. Oh, ain't no doubt about it. Yeah, we had a cooler full.
I stopped counting at 150.
And it takes a lot of bluegill to fill up a cooler.
No.
What are you talking about?
A lot of them.
I mean, a lot. I didn't think it was
going to end. We started throwing a couple in there, you know, and it wasn't. It wasn't 5 minutes, okay? And Tom, what we got? And Tom said, "Well, he ain't even fishing.
I'm just taking brim off just, the hook.
You know, I'm setting hook, bringing them in, and spinning them over there, and he's throwing them in the cooler."
Well, he got to because you about bled out from the one he tried to take off.
Well, he did. Hey, that sucker did stick down. Hey.
I think I caught 3 fish. And I cleaned dang near 200.
200?
Hey, best part, though, look. I'm sitting there throwing out four corners on them reeling men. Tom said, "Hey, you probably need to take a break." And I said, "Hey, look, I take a break when I'm dead." Hey, bait this, put a worm on this.
Put me another worm.
That's right, put me another worm on this thing. I'll take a break when I'm dead.
I wish I'd have known y'all was going. I'd have got you at my grandma's. The trees are just loaded down with catapult worms.
Oh, it was. Ooh. Well,
yeah. The OG black and chartreuse.
Where'd y'all go? Darbone?
No, Caney.
That's a garho.
Darbone's a garho.
That's right.
Yeah. Mom and Dad. My mom caught 58 brim on Darbone yesterday.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. I got a picture of them post-cleaned and fried, which I was kind of, that hurt my feelings. They were already cooked and I wasn't invited.
There ain't many things better than fried brim.
Especially like, when they're filleted.
And cut them tails off of them and fry them.
I like that skin on it.
Oh, Mom and Dad fry them whole.
Yeah.
And eat the tail.
Yeah, that's the one fish that I prefer whole.
Yeah.
As a bluegill.
Yep.
Cut his head off, gut him, and fry him.
But you got to
cut him down that backbone so that meat lay open.
That's right. Well, another way to do it, so you can store them in Ziplocs, you can scale them.
Yeah.
And then just cut that whole filet off.
Mm-hmm.
Skin it off.
Yeah.
Or if you got a real thin pocket knife blade, you cut him on the top of his fin, on each side of his fin, real deep. And when you fry him, you just take the fork, flip the meat off, turn it over, flip the meat off, throw the skeleton in there,
and eat get the after it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're big brim.
Golly.
I caught them Georgia giants.
Well,
in a pond on Fort Bragg.
We going after them again Wednesday, Si.
Yep.
Y'all gonna get back on them, huh?
Hey,
leave me on this garho Washita River.
Brim about a foot long. That's what we think go after.
12 inches.
Hey, we had an email from somebody that used to have the world record. Remember when we talked about the world record chinky pan?
Mm-hmm.
The old world record emailed us.
Really?
Huh?
From Tennessee. Hold on, I've lost it.
Oh boy.
Oh, I did it again.
Well, the new record is 6 pounds, 3 ounces.
This one was 5 pounds and 14. Mm. There it is. Tennessee record fish, 4.97 pounds from Cookeville, Tennessee. Nick sent this in. His dad, Ron, and his uncle, Rick, caught it. It took two of them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who caught it. There's like four names here that caught this fish.
Oh, everybody got in on that. And that's probably when we was using our Abu Garcia.
4 pound chick pin.
It's a big fish. It was in 19. What year did he say?
02?
I don't know. He didn't say a year. I'm just looking at him. It was a while back. No, 2006.
Well, I know that still was a while back. That's 15 years ago at this point.
That's a big good fish. Great. That's the Tennessee record fish.
Think about that.
Are you sure?
2021 minus 2006. That's 15
years.
15 years
from 2006. Yeah.
I was a junior in high school.
Hey, time flies when you're having fun.
But no, he's right. Look, Martin, I just sat there and took fish off of hooks for 5 hours.
That's good.
That's all I did.
That's good.
I'd take his fish off, throw it in the cooler. Take the fish off, throw it in the cooler.
That and get on Connor. Because Connor started off kind of slow, and then every once in a while he'd put in one about that long.
Yeah.
And Stone said, hey, Connor, you guys get busy.
Connor's his young buck. He's supposed to be an electronics expert. Yeah. So I had him to set up all my electronics to there so I could get the best picture that I could find.
Oh, it got better because, we looked down there on it and told me, oh, goodness, look at all them bass.
Oh, yeah. And he put us on about a school about 40 bass.
I caught one on stupid jig.
So I caught one on the crappie magnet.
On crappie magnet. Oh,
yeah. And then I caught about five on a drop shot. Yeah.
Mm. Then I caught a barfish.
Where were they at?
Out
there on that road bed?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He showed me how
Mark's
to go down that road bed.
I know where they at.
Yeah.
But there's two spots on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
east or west?
East.
Yeah.
Or you can fish on the west side, too, to catch them.
Well, oh, I know.
There's more on the east side.
Yeah, I know. Well, let me just say it.
Right now, they move back and forth on that thing.
So, you bass fishermen, you know, in case you didn't already know, where a creek crosses a roadbed,
that's pretty well a hot spot.
They're
gonna be there at some point during the day. There will be a wad of them there.
Big old wad of them.
The trick is getting the big ones to bite.
How's that?
Yeah, but this boy could look at those fish on that graph and said those are gonna bite. Those aren't.
Uh huh. Yeah. If they're all dependent, it depends on how they're set up down there. It's interesting. Yeah, you can idle over some of them and be like, no, they ain't ready. Just keep on going.
Yeah.
They're too scattered. When they get in a pack, when they get in a pack, they're ready to eat. If they kind of all scattered out, no, when they get in a pack, because they like wolves, man. Fish are just like wolves and anything else. They hunt in a pack. And when they get all, the tighter they get.
Really?
It is on. Now, the problem is you're going to catch about four or five of them, and then they're going to come be right up under your boat. And you're like, well. Yeah. Okay, that's over.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I busted the school. Time to go.
That's what happened. They get right under your boat.
they come right under your boat.
That's so funny because, they're throwing over here.
Science.
You know, caught a couple of them and then tell me.
They follow
the rest of them.
Yeah, tell me, look here. And he said, what's up? He said, they're all right here, right under us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, who are you?
Yeah, so the first one you catch, you'll bring two or three with him. Next one you catch, two or three, and the next thing you know, the whole school is directly under your boat, and they won't bite anymore.
That's when you start fishing like Crocodile Dundee. you gonna light that dynamite and throw it, or you gonna blow us up here?
Yeah, that's why.
you gonna cut bait or fish?
Yeah. Oh, it's fun, man. Them offshore fish are fun. They're fun to figure out, but they are aggravating because you can zero or hero.
Oh, yeah.
With the best of them,
it
don't matter.
It's fun when they're hero.
Yeah.
Just every cast.
Yeah. It is. It's fun. You just got to know when to leave them. Otherwise, you'll sit there.
Yeah, that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, you just got to know when to let them go. All right, we'll see y'all next time. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. Sorry we got down that fishing road.
It's hard to get off of it, boys.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I woke up Bullfrog this morning. I said, I need your help. I need you to help me clean these fish.
You got a good daughter.
I do.
Yeah.
And when we opened up that ice chest, she looked in there and she said, good grief.
Yeah.
Mm. How many did y'all catch? I said, well, Uncle Si was trying to catch them all. That's when my youngest daughter, I took her fish down the pond. She's got your mindset, by the way. It's old Sage. So I'd take her down there in Willie's little private brim hole down there. Mm-hmm. And we was catching them big hybrids. And she caught about 10 of them. And I said, all right, let's go. She said, no. Why are we leaving? I said,
no.
That's enough. She said, but there's more in there.
and they're biting.
Hey, look, I used to be the same way. Yeah. You grow out of it and eventually. But
I'm not going to grow out of it.
There is something.
That's why when he asked me, hey, you need to take a break, I said, look, when I die, I'll take a break.
Well, look, here's you want to get him out of it? Next time you drop him off at home, drop that cooler off too. Say, I'll be back tomorrow. And then you'll say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't have. As long as a man's baiting you, hooking, cleaning your fish, I'd catch them too. I mean, my goodness.
That is something to say.
I will say this. I'm the only human in the boat that's capable of seeing the eyelet on the little jig.
I actually tied one on yesterday.
For that matter, to put a worm on a hook.
Yeah. I actually tied one on yesterday.
It
took me 30 minutes to do it, but I did finally get it tied on.
I can see it, but my hands shake too much. I have trouble tying it.
I got me some sunglasses with some bifocals in them.
Well, look, that's good. You're giving old man hope. And you saw who else gave old man hope yesterday, didn't you?
Who's that?
Phil Mickelson.
How about Phil Mickelson winning a major championship at 50?
Oh, he don't. Well, hey.
Huh?
He's pretty good, though.
He is.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I liked how
old Lefty come out of nowhere.
Yeah. On 18, when he was winning, everybody's going nuts. He's just looking around, just giving thumbs up. Like, I know. I did it. I've been here before.
Hey, I've been here. Right.
So how?
And of course, he's thinking. But it ain't the U.S. Open.
No.
Martin always got to bring that back.
So didn't Tom Watson almost win one year? He was 60?
Oh, yeah, that was the British Open. Yeah. When Stuart Sink took him down at the end,
How old was Tom Watson?
Yeah, he was
60-something.
60-something,
I remember that.
But Kiowa, I've been to Kiowa when we were with Federal Ammunition. They took us, Kylie had Willie out, and that's back when I was kind of like Johnny D traveling everywhere with Willie, and they played golf at Kiowa and a couple of other places, and I just say this, that golf course is hard.
It's not easy.
I didn't even swing on it, and I was just looking at it. I'm like, how in the world do you get from here to there? Like
Martin, sometimes you just look around and you go, I don't belong.
Oh, yeah. Mount St. Kylie's erupted a bunch that day. So, I'm just telling you.
I had a conversation with a cow yesterday. We laughed.
Oh, man.
I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, Kyle, he's a good
fan. Kyle, if you're listening, we love you.
We love you, Kyle. Kylie, we love you. We love Renee, and we love the dogs.
And we especially love that Minnesota accent.
But whatever happened to Minnesota? Nice, Kyle.
Whatever happened to Minnesota?
It's at Minneapolis. You wouldn't even recognize it.
We love our good friend from the north. He is good stuff.
He's
man
good people.
Alive. But
me and Si went ice fishing up there.
Ooh.
Mm. It was -22.
Nope.
I'm out.
Yep.
Ice fishing, garho.
Thank you.
Hey, I can cross that off my bucket list and never put it back on.
That sucker ain't ever been in my bucket.
Yeah, never.
No, don't go. I did enjoy some aspects of it. Just since I've never seen anything like that.
Oh, part of it was the dog sledding.
Oh, yeah.
On the way out.
Oh, yeah.
But let me tell you something. There is a downside to that dog sledding. Those dogs, while they're running, are defecating.
Yeah.
And they're...
It's a weird episode.
And they're just kicking it up.
Yeah.
They're kicking it up, and it's getting all over.
And when the dog's running, dust is forming. with something mixed in with it.
Yeah.
So you need goggles.
The guys told us that get ready for it. We've had goggles and a big face mask on. They said, get ready for it. Here it comes.
Get a four-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but JD, we're going back in time.
Experience.
We're doing it like the old men, hardcore. Okay.
Well, but getting back to that ice fishing.
Back before they showered after they went fishing.
Yeah. So we go to the bait shop. We go to the bait shop before we go ice fishing. And the guy in the bait shop, he says, what'd he say? Oh, I asked him. I said, the fish biting? He said, He said, we got 3 bites yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Three bites.
They're on fire. You only really talking about.
So after a day of doing it, yeah, we caught one fish and had like four bites.
Well, I mean, you got to think about something.
Them fish are cold too.
And no, in the grand scheme of things, you fishing in a lake and you fishing in this hole right here, and we talking about a big old lake.
Big lake.
And you got this spot.
That's it.
Boy, I hope something swims by here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our buddy Tim, he was there.
Spot.
Old Tim Price was there with us. I told Tim, I said, look, I know why y'all do this. There's only one reason to go ice fishing, yeah, and that's to get away from your wife and drink beer.
That's right.
Because that's all they did.
That's it.
They sit there and they just like that movie, Grumpy Old Men.
That's all they did.
They just sit there with that little pole and drink beer. And that's it. I mean, what else are you going to do when it's negative 22, I guess? I don't know.
At negative 22, that'd drive a man to drink.
Well, I'm a lot like a duck. I'm going south.
Look, yeah. And not only that, leaving the premises. Back to Martin's point and the spot, look, is about as big as that little bucket right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that ain't big.
And what you got one line going down and you're watching one line.
No. Remember, Si, they had a camera. They dropped down there and could see your bait. And when that little perch came up, he looked like he weighed 5 pounds. And look, but when Si pulled him up, he was about this long.
I pulled him up. I caught 1,000 of them.
2 inches? Okay.
2 inches. I said, boys, I see what the deal is. I said, hey, here's what I need to do. If I ever want to fish, I said, I don't need to fish here. Yeah. I said, we come up here to get bait.
That's it.
I said, because that's all y'all got.
But it was so funny.
Here,
those guys were watching that okay. It was a big TV. With a little fish camera and that big TV, that fish would come up and they would say, ooh, 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 here he comes, get ready.
And then, fired up.
And so I would set
the screen is about big as that. And hey, a fish comes swimming by, well, he covers the whole screen. So I'm going, oh, wait, we got a monster coming, boys, get ready. Yeah. And then when I set the hook on him, I reel him up, he's an inch and a half.
He's the size of that bell.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, beautiful. Let's take our last break.
Ice fishing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take our last break. We'll be back right after this. All right, we're back. Look, ladies and gentlemen, this is our favorite time of the week. We're going to get in that hello@duckcallroom.com mailbox. But first, I wanted to thank my man, Richard, who sent us a whole bunch of pistachios and a big old bag of almonds. He runs a place out there in California that grows pistachios. And
pistachios.
I'll just say this for you, Richard. When Godwin descended upon them things, they wouldn't hear long. I didn't realize Godwin liked pistachios that much. But he straight dough popped them things. Thank you, Richard. We appreciate you. Johnny D, what else you got?
Oh, man, we got a bunch of good emails in, mainly about our love of wildlife. And, Si, do you remember a certain story you told a few weeks ago about raccoons?
Yep.
How big were they?
75 pounds, three of them. Steroids, boys. Cat steroids.
So, at the time, I was kind of like, I doubt they were 75 pounds, but we had two people. My man Andrew, he's a special guy. He is always emailing in, and I love him. And then Dylan from Ferndale, Washington, sent in an email about Bandit the raccoon.
And he weighs about a hundo. And they feed him ice cream and cake. It's why he weighs a hundo.
I was telling Si about this thing earlier. Martin, they found this lady in Pennsylvania, got a raccoon, kept it as a pet. They had to bolt their snack cabinets closed because the raccoon would get in. He loved Fruit Loops, was addicted to Pringles, and they also loved Oreos. So I'm a lot like this raccoon.
I'm about to say, he got pretty good taste.
And he weighed 75. He was the Guinness World Record raccoon.
75 pounds.
So I think if you would have got Guinness out there, you might could have had the world record.
Oh, I wish I would have had a picture of this. Okay. Because I wasn't ready for it when I turned on the porch light. Yeah, I'm expecting a cat.
Well, we can. Well, let's put that food back out there. Oh, no. Well, they'll be back.
Hey, Johnny D.
They will.
Look at him, though.
Let's see.
Have you? Oh, goodness. I'm clicking it. It's not a very big picture.
He just showed one that was standing up.
Look how big that raccoon is.
Holy
cow.
Look, when
you can barely see the lady.
That's one that would actually make a hat that fit my head right there.
Oh, you wouldn't want, hey.
Oh, Davy Crockett could have made three out of this thing.
Would kill a 150-pound dog.
That coon?
Yes,
I don't think that raccoons moving very
quickly. Yeah, he would.
I don't think that coon got a mean bone in his body. Wow.
I'm just saying.
He laid up eating Oreos. Yeah.
Hey, that ice cream.
You know what the moral of that story is? What? Don't eat tater chips and Oreos.
Well, no. Because look, when I lived in Alabama, I lived in on Paint Rock Drive Through, and it's the mountainous. Okay, and I'd come to work at 4:30 a.m. Just dark, got the bright lights on, and I'd come around the bend in the road, and the first thing I'd look at would be something in the road up there. Well, when I would get closer, he would stand up. It was a raccoon. Yeah. Well, hey, there was a lot of dead raccoons on the road, and I know why. He's taking on a pickup truck. Well, you're going to lose, dude. Pickup truck going 50 miles an hour. I mean, I know you're bad, but you ain't that bad.
Ain't that bad.
Oh, those raccoons are mean.
I had to look through my Instagram, too. Graham is also another guy that sent us. It's a kid from Kentucky who makes his own fishing baits. It sent us some fishing baits a couple of weeks ago, but I've been out. So, my bad, Graham. Thank you for the chatterbaits.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then I just have a story. Normally people send questions, but Maggie from Cleveland, Ohio sent probably my favorite story we've ever received because she heard us talking. Stone, you weren't here when we were talking about could you fight an animal. Stone, do you think you could beat up a bear?
No.
Okay. 8% of Americans do. But apparently in the early 80s in Cleveland, it was a weird time because you could go wrestle a trained bear at the mall. And they put a muzzle on the bear, and Maggie's dad was 6'5 and about 300. So, I mean, he's a big guy.
Pretty good big guy.
And so he signed up to fight the bear at the mall. Was that a real thing in the 80s?
No. Look, Bear Bryant was known, okay? He used to fight bears.
The football coach?
Yeah. Bear Bryant, Alabama's football coach. When he was younger, he wrestled bears.
I wish I was older. The 80s and 70s seem like a really good time.
No, I'm serious. And pinned him.
So I'm guessing they put a muzzle on him.
Put a muzzle on him, and then you get in there and wrestle.
Well, Maggie's dad.
That's why the life expectancy back then was so low.
By the way, I'm just throwing that out there.
Y'all's a lot dumber back then.
So Maggie's dad decides to go form tackle this bear.
That's dumb.
Well,
he can eat that.
Whenever he hit it, he says it felt soft, but then all of a sudden it was very solid underneath. Mm-hmm. And the bear picked him up, slammed him down, and started licking
him. Yeah, that's like that fullback tackle there. I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
So I was just amazed that people were wrestling bears in the mall in the 80s. I miss the mall. We got to get back to that.
Martin's right. They wasn't too bright in them days. If you're rattling wild animals
in the mall,
you need to get a life
in the mall and paid to do it. Yeah,
I think they used to box kangaroos back in them days too.
We had a bunch of people send that dude that his dog got caught.
I got my money on the kangaroo.
This guy won. He walked up to that kangaroo and said, "Bop." And then the kangaroo let go of the dog, and then he took off.
Yeah, I've seen
that. But you don't want to get in a full-on fight.
No, that was kind of a sneak attack.
Yeah.
But, if that kangaroo trains for you like you train for it, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a big...
Kangaroos are
mean. I mean, you can sneak anything. Sneaking them is one thing. Straight up?
No.
That's rough.
That's why I said my money's on the kangaroo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you could slip a couple and get his back, you might could put him in a choke.
Yeah, but he'd probably be like Eagle, though. You ain't gonna sneak up on the back of him.
The problem with all them things is the same thing. Even if you got on his back, if he gets that paw on you, he got claws.
Humans ain't got claws on him.
He just tear you to shreds, whatever he got a hold of. I mean,
I ain't no fighting no animal.
No, that's dumb.
No.
Not unless you absolutely
have to. That's like men and a snake. Men and a snake don't play. I got a gun. I see him. I blow his head off.
End of discussion. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight, boys.
To each his own.
All right, and then I got one more email, and it goes along. We've been doing some good news lately, and I like this because he sent some good news that I probably wouldn't have been able to see unless I lived in Starkville, Mississippi. Chance, a Starkville firefighter, sent this in. It is a story. A girl is graduating high school. Her name's Lashana. And she had a limited number of tickets, but she invited to graduation. She invited Todd Palmer firefighter who in 2004 rushed into a burning building and saved her life.
That's awesome.
And so now he's at her high school graduation. I believe it was last weekend.
Well, that's cool.
That's awesome.
And so
that's,
I was like, that's really cool. So if you have other good stories like that, we'd just like to share them.
Yeah.
And thank you to firefighters everywhere, because
that's the first responders, amen. Boy.
They will charge whenever I'm running this way.
Yeah, they're running into the flames. Yeah.
So we really appreciate all y'all do. And Todd, you've been just sticking with that person and just keeping up with their life.
Awesome. Yep.
That's just a really cool story to me. So I wanted to share that one. Chance, thank you for sending that in about your coworker there.
No, that's awesome.
I like firefighters.
I can appreciate. Yeah, well, my father-in-law is one, so
that's true.
I can appreciate everything that they do for sure. That's cool, man. That was a cool story. Saved her life, and then he gets to go to her graduation. That's
awesome. She was four, or no, I think she was one and a half.
That's awesome.
Hmm. That's a really cool story. Cool.
Great job, Todd, and great job, LaShawna, for keeping up with everything. That's awesome. Good deal. Congratulations on graduation and all the graduates out there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's graduation season.
It's pomp and circumstance time. So if you know somebody that graduated something, tell them we said congratulations. Way to stick it out. Whether it's kindergarten, high school, college, it don't matter. Congrats. You stuck it out. You made it.
In a weird year, no less.
In a weird 2 years, really.
It was hard. Wow. Kindergarten graduation was a big deal at my house. We didn't know if we were going to make it this year. I got us a Bible verse. Is it time for that?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think it's time for that.
Let's send it home.
John chapter 21. So Jesus has already been risen from the dead and the tomb is empty. And Simon Peter, you know what he said? Verse 3, he said, I'm going out to fish. And they said, hey, we'll go with you. So they went out, got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? Spoiler alert, he knew.
Yeah.
No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord. As soon as Peter heard him say that, he wrapped his outer garment around him and jumped off into the water. He was so excited, he just jumped in the water and started swimming. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the nets full of fish, because they weren't that far from shore. And when they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals with fish on it and some bread. Jesus was there, and he was just waiting on them and had a fish supper ready.
Yeah. Amen. You know what I take from that? He was running with the only honest fisherman ever. Because when he said, y'all got any fish, any other fisherman would have said, oh, yeah, we got them.
Oh, we got about seven or eight.
Oh, yeah, we got them.
That's why they ended up disciples.
They'd say, oh, yeah.
They all told a lie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we strapped them. If they had caught them, then they would have said, no, we ain't doing much.
How big was that crappie that got off yesterday?
About 4 pounds.
Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
Hey, there it is. Hey.
Well, when they got to shore, they counted these fish up, and it was 153. And that's just really cool to me, because that was the second time that Jesus did that.
Mm-hmm.
He liked pulling the old, hey, you can't catch nothing. Watch this. I want to go fishing with Jesus one day.
Well, no, because Peter told him. Amen. He said, hey, Lord, we've been fishing all night. We ain't caught a scale.
Yeah.
He said, well, yeah, but, you know, throw it on the right side. He tried to tell him, hey, look, I done been fishing all night. We ain't no catch nothing. But Peter said, just because you said so, Lord, I'll throw it over there.
You'll try it again.
You know what? I've been fishing. I'm going to leave it with this. But I've been fishing a lot of times, and I'm fishing. I'm like, man, maybe I should throw to the other side of the boat. That don't ever work for me. That's because Jesus didn't tell me. That's my own mind. But every now and then, I'm like, let me try that.
Was that him that told me so over here?
Wait, was that divine intervention? Let me try.
That's right.
No, that wasn't him.
I go back and forth the whole time.
I was watching something in the phone. Oh, yeah. When we was at church the other morning, and the phone rang. And the guy that was up on stage says, you might already answer, that might be Jesus.
All right. Well, our phone's ringing. That may be Jesus. We're out.
That's it.
Thank y'all for tuning in for another week here on the Duck Call Room. We're out.
See ya.